Wisconsin's Afternoon News is sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating. Your comfort is their family's tradition. Visit DaveDrakeCamp.com. Andrew Cuomo, who resigned as governor of New York after being accused of harassing 11 women, is getting some praise today for his performance last night in the New York City mayoral debate. He is running as an independent, but he's getting some major flack for AI-generated campaign ad against his rival, Democrat Zohran Mamdani. It was briefly posted, then taken down by him because it got some major backlash. People felt it went too far. Here's part of it.
His main backer, the Democratic Socialists, ideas are common sense, such as
trespassing.
Oh boy. So it goes into many other different crimes. And it shows in AI-generated video, a woman driving drunk, there's domestic violence, there's drugs. So I thought that was pretty interesting that they're doing that and you're getting backlash.
Well, and what's interesting is that they get backlash, so they delete it, they yank it off the websites, yank it off social media, but damage is already done. I mean, the imprint was made. It's being replayed. It's being talked about. It's being shown over and over again. So they got what they wanted out of it.
Yeah, people were thinking it was really in bad taste. So what about a debate that an opponent just won't attend? Won't come, won't do it. Would you just debate an AI version of that person? It actually happened. Lieutenant governor's race in Virginia got really weird when the Republican candidate, John Reed, said State Senator Ghazala Hashemi refused all of his requests for a debate with his Democratic opponent. So he had an AI stand in. And the person who was the person asking the questions, mm-hmm. Usually it's an anchor. It was another AI. So here's a question that was asked. And this is the AI version of Ghazala Hashemi.
Government should ensure that families have home health care and elder care. We also need to mandate that workers receive compensation at an acceptable level. I believe that a living wage is a fundamental right for workers and their families.
Mr. Reed, your response?
Well, how can you tell me that you know nothing about the economy and business without actually admitting you know nothing about economics and business? Senator Hashemi just did that.
So he's like having an argument with the bots.
Well, that's just it. Like, he's standing, if you can envision what a debate looks like, they're both standing at a podium. He's literally at one podium and there's a monitor with this woman's fake AI face on the other podium.
Yeah, it's like a side profile. And when the AI version of her speaks, there's like a virtual microphone that goes up and then back down when she's done speaking. It was so weird.
A little awkward.
520 on WTMJ.